Welcome back to In the Moment. Every morning behind the Turtle Creek Crossing grocery store, just west of Mission, South Dakota, a growing group of young people plants the seeds of a healthier community. The Rosebud Economic Development Corporation, or REDCO, is the largest employer of interns on the Rosebud Reservation. Most of their interns work in the community garden. SDPB's Jackie Hendry spent a morning with some of the workers and brings you this story.
It's just after 8 a.m., and a heavy gray mist hangs low over the garden. There's a white-domed greenhouse on one end, and long rows of vegetables on the other. It's been raining for the last few days, and the morning's group of workers carefully make their way up the muddy trail and wait for instructions from the garden manager. Her name is Liana Keeler.
Okay, so we can't really do much in the garden because it's too wet. So we're just moving all our excess wood and everything to the outside of the garden today. And then when we get done with that, we'll probably just start weeding again.
The team starts hauling scrap wood and metal out beyond the fencing that surrounds the garden. Keeler says this is the kind of work she loves.
Just knowing like all the hard work at the end of the season, you will see how much big of a difference it makes. And just it's satisfying to know what, you know, to know what you have accomplished.
This is Keeler's second year working in the garden, but her first year managing as part of REDCO's staff. Last year, she was an intern, like most of the workers here this morning. Some of them are here through various AmeriCorps programs, and others work through the Oglala Commons, a nonprofit that works in communities that sit on the Oglala Aquifer. Edwin Hermanyhorses heard about the opportunity for an internship in the garden from a cousin, and figured this would be just another summer job.
But then I talked to Mike Pratt for a while, and he got me pumped with all the talk about like the community and helping everybody and eating healthier, and so starting to love it, and it's good.
He's talking about REDCO's Director of Food Sovereignty. Mike Prate is originally from Long Island. He says he realized his interest in food during a tour of a community garden in the Bronx during his senior year of college.
I just started thinking about like how much I didn't know where my food came from and have that connection to it, but then also like the physical piece of like touching the land and the soil that it comes from. Like I never had that experience, and it was something I was really looking to have.
He first visited the reservation on a service trip to St. Francis 5 years ago, where he built his first garden. He says he fell in love with the area and eventually applied for the position with REDCO. Prate explains that food sovereignty is about working to reverse the ways the reservation system has harmed Native Americans' diets.
We're kind of looking to like take back the power, I guess, in terms of control over the food system, who's growing it, you know, what kinds of foods are we going to be eating, who are we going to allow to bring foods into our homes.
That also includes making healthier choices with modern food options.
You know, like tomatoes versus hot Cheetos.
But Prate says his focus as a non-native person in this position is to recruit local talent. He's looking for people to eventually take over leadership roles in the garden and with other food sovereignty projects so it can be truly community-owned. In some ways, he's already succeeding. He says local interns from the Sichangu Nation Employment Training Program came up with the idea to build another garden just outside the new food sovereignty office in Mission. They suggested that in this garden, members of the community can just come and pick what they need instead of buying the group's other veggies through the grocery store.
And then this was cool because they were just like, no, we just need to grow some food that people can just have. That's so awesome. Like, you guys totally know what people need and what's going to excite everyone. And so they're awesome. Working with kids is the best. Like young people just bring the best energy. So
that same positivity plays a big role in the gardener's work, whether they're moving scrap wood or digging out weeds. Iyanka Wee Yellowhawk is interning in the garden through the Oglala Commons. She explains that this kind of work also helps give youth a sense of their culture.
It's all done out of positivity, and that's one of the goals and spiritual values of the Lakota people, is that if you're preparing food for people, you know, you should always have a good mind, think good thoughts, because whatever your food you're preparing, those thoughts can affect that food, whether it be positive or negative.
Yellowhawk says this is her first year working in the garden.
I say that it definitely made me more passionate about working with plants and learning more about the environment as well. And I really do hope that that also is the same goal, or not the same goal, but you know, that it also has the same effect on others as it has on me.
Later, some of the gardeners take fresh fruits and veggies to the Boys and Girls Clubs in Mission and in Rosebud. Every week this summer, they teach the younger children how to prepare healthy snacks, teaching the next generation in a community they hope continues to grow stronger. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Mission.